I mentioned there in the opening that we're going to be talking about the 2020 traffic fatality numbers. And not too long ago, NSC had released an estimate that the total motor vehicle traffic deaths for 2020 are up some 8% over the number of fatalities on roads in 2019. Now, this is even though people obviously were driving less during the pandemic. If you could, help us understand this increase in fatalities. What may have been some of the contributing factors to that increase?
Yeah, thank you, Bernie. It does sort of give us all a bit of pause, and we do need to understand this because our estimates right now show that roadway fatalities soared to over 42,000 lives lost in 2020. And wow. To put that in context, that's the highest number of roadway deaths in 13 years. And we had been making such progress. And as you mentioned, that's an 8% increase year over year. And really, to put that in sort of some really stark context, that's 115 lost loved ones every day on a typical day in 2020. So clearly something we have to pay attention to, something we need to ask ourselves, what do we do to turn this around? We do know that this is not only, you know, more deaths than in the past 13 years, but when we look at the actual death rate, and a death rate in roadway terminology is the number of deaths per 100 million vehicle miles. And despite the fact, as you just mentioned, that 13% less miles were driven during the pandemic, there was a 24% increase in the death rate year over year. And that's actually the highest increase of having our roads be more deadly than when the council started calculating this nearly a century ago.
Wow.
So clearly some really alarming trends.
What do you think is the reason behind that increase? Obviously, you know, we talk about fewer vehicles on the road, but there are a number of reasons, I would imagine, that the numbers have increased.
Yeah. In short, it's a little too early for us to have exact causation. And the folks that look at this data for us, you know, they like to be certain exactly what was occurring. But we do know anecdotally what causes us to have crashes on our roadways. And it's people who are inclined to speed, perhaps drive impaired, drive distracted, and drive recklessly. And last year during the pandemic, when our roads were even emptier, clearly some of this behavior was happening on our roadways. And because when we design our roads in the first place, we don't really design them specifically for safety. And using a safe system approach really would help in this case. But when we haven't designed our roads for safety, when we have driver errors, other people using the road for other purposes like pedestrians and bicyclists, it means that when we have some of these behaviors like speed and other reckless behavior, we're going to have incidents like we saw during the pandemic. And clearly, you know, we have to take this with a lot of attention and prioritization because we really can't accept 115 deaths a year on our roadways. It can't be the cost of being able to get where you need to go. And it should outrage all of us, lawmakers, automakers, the driving public, people who use our roads for other purposes. And really, it's really a wake-up call for us to all say enough is enough and ask ourselves, what are the things that we all can do to ensure there's not a single crash on our roadways? Because they're all preventable. We do know how to do this. We know how to drive safe. We also know how to build safe streets. And this last past year tells us we've got more work to do.